Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We've got more Witchblade, and we've got something else. Actually, you can already tell what that is. It's the Darkness, and yes, we're going to start the Darkness. It's going to be a separate book. Obviously, we don't want to get them all confused, and we want to make a Darkness playlist for you guys as well. So let's go ahead and continue with Witchblade as we move on to the Darkness. Issue number 10. 6 p.m. Founded in the 9th century as a means to protect Sicilian peasants from invading nations, the organized crime syndicate, commonly called the Mafia, spent the next 1,000 years growing and infiltrating Sicily and the mainland of Italy. Unfortunately, what was once a benign organization eventually succumbed to the machinations of criminal minds. To this new mafia, protection became just another word for extortion, and they discovered a myriad of money-making schemes, most of them illegal. By the late 19th century, the Italian government embarked on a massive crackdown against the mafia, forcing the closure of many operations. The criminals, not wanting to lose business, looked to other nations where they could spread their influence. None looked more promising than America. Ooh, Jackie, I love your car. All these buttons and knobs, And the land of opportunity lived up to its name for them. What does this knob do? It's so, nice. Hey, where are we going? I thought the dinner reservations were for 7 o'clock. I'll just be 2 minutes, darling. Much like their Italian counterparts, the Japanese Yakuza's forefathers, the Machiyoko, arose out of a need to protect townspeople from bandits. And again, like the Italians, the Yakuza quickly saw the greater profit potential in illegal activities. It is time for the initiation of our new member, Haruo-san. For the Yakuza, their entrance to the United States didn't occur until much later, and they've only recently begun to reach the Italian the Italian levels of infiltration into American organized crime. Much to the dismay of the Italians, who had already endured years of declining profits due to the rise of Colombian drug cartels. And in the late 1980s, dismay turned to anger and violence, as the U.S. saw the worst outbreak of gang violence since the St. Valentine's Day Massacre of 1927. For a few months, the nation lived in the grip of fear. No tourists could travel to Little Italy in New York or Little Tokyo in L.A. without wondering if they'd get hit by stray bullets. The cops were helpless. There was nowhere to turn. This is too easy. I understand this is a sacred place of holiness or whatever. But since when did that ever stop me? But one day, the shooting stopped and a truce was called. The organized crime divisions of the New York and L.A. police departments took credit for the for the peace, as did the U.S. Attorney General. They all knew they had nothing to do with the truce. They had no idea why it happened. So they figured they might as well take credit for it. It was, after all, election season. In truth, the war ended because Kenneth Irons decided it. Gentlemen, how you doing? Poof, poof. At a midnight meeting between himself, Ian Nottingham, the top mafia dons, and the Yakuza Oyabun Irons laid out his master plan for the future of American organized crime. Not so good, I guess. Poofed. This plan, never to be seen by Irons International, is shareholders nor by the Wall Street Journal, nor anyone else besides the people in that room, promised to increase profit margins of the various groups by 20%. Haruo, as our honored guest, please tell my family why you wish to become Yakuza. And focus on the strength and needs of the individual syndicates. The Mafia, haters of authority, gained a more universal control over labor unions and drug smuggling. The Yakuza had more far-reaching plans for American business, and irons accommodated them all. The truce endured unabated until... let's try that all again. The truce endured unabated until roughly a week ago when Kenneth Irons took a swan dive out of his Central Park West penthouse. Good afternoon, gentlemen. And in case the Yakuza didn't know it yet, before you kill me, please be aware that your family, whoever they are, will die a very slow, horrible death. And now, what have you to say for yourself, young man? Don Franchetti sends his regards. War has been declared. 1 minute, 45 seconds down. 15 to go. Oomph! And done. I wonder if he'll be mad if I want French tonight instead of Italian food. Hey, that was quick. Did you see your friends? Yeah, but let's pick up where we left off. 9.05 a.m. the following day. You better watch out, Jake. Sounds like Siri's on the warpath. Haven't heard him this riled up since the in-laws were in town. Thanks. So, what the hell happened at Iron's penthouse? We've got two bodies decomposing at the morgue, and the medical examiner can't even locate their teeth. And while you two were doing God knows what, this microwave murderer gets every headline in the city. Upstairs has been on my ass all week. I need this goddamn case solved or we're all gonna hear about it. He can't even figure out what the hell happened. You were there. Mind telling me? Chief, you wanted to see me? Joe Syria, you gotta love him. Guy's been here for at least half a day, and a half of his tie is still on. That's the kind of dedication that the bureaucrats upstairs will never appreciate. They want Sherlock Holmes super sleuth solving the unsolvable. And you, McCarthy, I hope you have a better story than your partner! Whap! It was Seltzer. I mean, Seltzer set it up. Seltzer, he was involved in there. There was this infrared laser that took them out. It had something to do with the Rialto fire. And when we arrived on the scene, this weapon, Seltzer went for it. Killed Irons and his associate, Ian Nottingham, and him. Jake, who do you think you're talking to? So, first they got killed with lasers, and then they were thrown from a window. Who threw them the gun? It must have been some weapon. Too bad there's no evidence of it. I'll take Joe any day. All the homicide detectives here are lucky to work for him. Should probably pay his wife a visit. Dolly's been like a mom to me. Sarah, help me. Sarah, I'll give you one more chance. Does Jake's story match yours? Was Seltzer really involved with the Rialto fire and the murder of Kenneth Irons and Ian Nottingham? Yes. Sorry, Jake. Maybe I'll talk when I'm clear on what happened. For now, that foot in your mouth is fine by me. Get out! Both of you! Sarah, we really need to talk. I've got to give Siri answers and... Joe, let us off kind of... Excuse me, let's try that one again. Joe, let us off kind of easy. I wonder what he really knows. Yes, I want to talk to you all about it all. When can we be alone? Excuse me. When we can be alone. Is that okay? Yeah, I'm free tonight. Call me. Whoa, about time. Maybe someone will have some answers. Jamaica Estates, Queens, 2:45 p.m. Happy birthday, dear Gina. The quasi-adopted son of Don Frankie Franchetti, Jackie Estacado, gave up wondering who his real parents were a long time ago. Happy birthday to you! Why should he? Even though he wasn't Italian, he attained favored son status with the Don a long time ago. Hey, I'm gonna take a piece to the big guy. Come back soon, Uncle Jackie. We're gonna have chicken fights in the pool. A good place to be if you like $5,000 suits, hot Italian cars, women with expensive tastes, and the dusk till dawn New York nightlife. All in exchange for the occasional hit against your boss's enemies. Do you boys want some coffee?
No thanks. A missus on duty.
Once Jackie realized that finding his natural parents might mean he had to get a real job, it was adios, Mr. and Miss Esticado. Buongiorno, Don Franchetti. So that stunner, old Donald, separated his shoulder. What are the jets? Sorry to interrupt the meeting, but I have some fresh coffee. Aw, Mama, you shouldn't have. Hey, and look at this frickin' mess behind you. I love you too, Don Franchetti. Oh, don't listen to him, Jackie. He just wishes he had your good looks. Oh, Smick. Great. Now he's gonna shoot me. For you, Don Franchetti. And how's my favorite boy? Not for nothing, but I heard your business yesterday went well. That's good, because I got another assignment for you. It seems the goods that we wanted from the Rialto away back have surfaced again. We lost a lot of men there trying to get that frickin' witch whatever. And now, thanks to some uptown agent or whatever, we know who's got it. Shoot. You like this one, Jackie. She's a cop. 6:25 p.m. Chelsea. Oh boy, it's the Queen Bee. Great. I was hoping I'd get through this visit of Julie's without actually seeing her. Hey, I didn't know you moved out. Thanks for telling me. Nice to see you too, Julie. What, you couldn't pick the new lock? Your talents are slipping. I thought I told you to stay away from my place anyway. Yeah, well, hey, you shouldn't... Excuse me. You know, you should be a little nicer to me. I could tell you where your little friend Lisa is. Screw you. Don't mess with me, Julie. I swear I'll make your life hell. Where is she? Hey, don't get so tripped. She's in good hands at the Boucher Agency. At the Boucher Agency. Good hands? She's 16 years old, Julie. I know that you were out meeting rich guys and getting backstage at Motley Crue concerts at that age, but Lisa's... Beep! What, nicer? Purer? Anyway, I don't care. Excuse me. Gonna try that again? Anyway, I don't see why you even care. She's been gone for days and you didn't... Oops! Looks like I'll have to mix the next lecture. You have another stranger's life to save. Beep! Julie, just fine. See you around, sis. Bitch. Long Island City, 7:15 p.m. John McCarthy has had better days, but not lately. When he moved to New York City from Huntington Beach, California, his friends and erstwhile co-workers on the HBPD warned him he would hate it here. Being the city that never sleeps doesn't just mean that there are lots of 24-hour diners and delis. Crimes occur all day and night, too. And when you're used to one homicide every few months, or the occasional questionable drowning during drunken parties, New York's multiple murders per night can be shocking. But Jake needed a change. He liked police work, and it was sick of California. New York didn't scare him. Until the world exploded at this very spot a few short weeks ago. Since then, Jake has seen so many fantastic events, he's wondered whether he should be consulting a psychologist, a priest, maybe an exorcist to help him sort it all out. As of late, he's settled for a TV journalist on a local Manhattan cable station who seemed to have lots of answers. Seeing her phone message, he thought that more answers were coming, but a different voice picked up her phone. That's all Jake needs, more questions. Hey! Thanks for calling. Sorry no one told you about Becca. But then, I guess she was your only contact at WGOR Underground News. She's now in Europe covering a breaking story on the Middle East cloning scene. Very hot stuff. Yeah, it seems so unlike Becca to just leave the You should have been talking to me all along, anyway. When it comes to the Irons Empire, she was second to me in the know, but she is an ambitious girl. I'm the one who tipped her off to the Liberty Island case. I have her notes with me. Let's go inside and maybe I can shed some light on some of this stuff. You sounded pretty confused on the phone. So, your team at WGOR followed the Irons Empire? Followed? No. I've had people on the inside for a while now, and it's taken a long time to get a cop to even get my organization the time of day. And you connected to the Liberty Island incident with Kenneth Irons to see what happened here? Look around you. Something paranormal happened here, Jake. And it has a lot more to do with Kenneth Irons than you or the public would ever believe. I don't know. I've already seen a lot. Too much. There's more. something I can't really tell you about yet. The Witchblade. God, you know of it? Yeah, I do. But I need to know more. I knew Becca was onto something, but I didn't hear back from her, and well, I know where it is. I see. What is it? Maybe I can help. Let's get out of here and talk. I have some video footage to show you. Meanwhile, across the East River in Manhattan. Where the hell is Jake? The day Siri yells at us to get some leads on the microwave murder, he kills 3 more girls right below last night's hotel room window. Jake should be here. I'm so pissed off that it makes searching for clues almost impossible. Damn, Julie. Someone's coming. I know all the uninformative gone... All the un... Ooh, damn, I messed that one up. Someone's coming. I know all the uniforms have gone already, and Jake's MIA. So who's back there? Hey, what's a pretty girl like you digging through New York trash? Oh, God, just what I need. Some loser trying a pickup line. This is police business. Please be on your way. Wow, you smell so good. Imagine here in all the city's filth and you're like a flower amidst it. Ha, he's really trying to pour it on thick. Who let this guy out of Little Italy? Look, I'm working. Thanks for the compliment, if that's what it was. But, oh my God, it looks just like... Ahem, but if you don't leave, I'm going to arrest you for loitering at a crime scene. Now go away. Hey, okay, I'm going. Thought you were someone else. Yeah, he's going. Right. Something's going on. He's too fast. In a second, he had one arm around my neck. I spun around with my gun, now tightly between me and this Italian. Release me or I pull the trigger. Well, hate to see such pretty pink lips like that go to waste. At such close range, you ought to know that if you pull it, we're both going down. Click! You think I care? Ah, it is you. Swoosh! Swoosh! Oh my God! No. What the? Protect! Get down! Protect! Ah! It's going for him! Not those creatures! Why? Protect! Hello! Or is that hell? I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. Doesn't matter. I've got to stop whatever they are before they tear me and that pervert to pieces. Ah! Okay, time to kick ass. And with awkward familiarity of a new skill, a thought comes to mind and clearly echoes another voice that she's heard many times now during the past weeks. Destroy! I said get down! Swoosh! Goosh! Ah! Don't know what all these things are doing here. But I got a job to do. Click! Oh, go on then. You went through all this to pull that damn trigger? Go for it! Pull it! That's what I get for trying to save your ass. Blam! Blam! Well, if you insist. Ah, sweet. What's the matter? Can't breathe too well? Oh, people are coming. Oh no, he's dying. Dying by my hand. I can't let that happen. Stop, 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 stop. That's it. It's working. I controlled it. I made it not kill him. Even though it wanted to, it didn't. Oh no, did anyone see? Hey, where'd he... We'll have to do this another time. You've got too many strange friends. Great, another unsolved mystery, times two. I guess I've learned there are some people in life who just have more things happen to them in 24-hour period than some people do in 5 years. I think I'm now one of those people. Just when I think I'm getting a handle on things, it all comes crashing down. Conversely, when I think I've got very little control over the Witchblade, I'm better able to use it. Police business. Nothing to see here. What? And who exactly was it protecting me from this time? Those creatures or him? I didn't see those things as a threat. Only him. But why? And when I could hear him gasping for air and falling to his knees, he was going to be destroyed. Just like I had commanded, yet I stopped it. I wonder if that was a mistake. Not the end.